This is not. What is happening? I don't like what's happening during this Hope House Request-a-thon today. $5 for any donation, $10 for a dedication, $25 to take the song that's currently playing on the air, bump it off the air, and get your song on. We've heard the Skull song. We've heard Lil Wayne's Green and Gold. That got bumped for, seriously? The Bears Super Bowl show? Not happening.
Because they haven't been there.
Thank you, Jonathan, for your donation today. The Bears Super Bowl Shuffle. $25 to bump it off the air. Go to Max.fm.
Shuffling on down, doing it for you. We're so bad, we know we're good. Blowing your mind like we knew we would. You know we're just strutting for fun. Strutting our stuff for everyone. We're not here to start no trouble. We're just hitching the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Where they call me Sweetness and I like to dance. Running the ball is like making romance. We had the goal since training camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl chance. Now we're not doing this because we're greedy. The Bears are doing it to feed the needy. We didn't come here to look for trouble. We just come here to do the Super Bowl Shuffle. They call me Speedy Will and I'm world class. I like running but I love to get the pad. I practice all day and dance all night. I gotta get ready for the Sunday fight. Now I'm as smooth as a chocolate swirl. I dance a little funky, so watch me, girl. There's no one here that doesn't like me. My Super Bowl Shuffle will set you free.
Now,
I'm Samurai Mike. I stop him cold.
The
heart
song
of the defense, big and bold.
See, Maddie
I've
Jones
been jamming for quite a while.
Just remember that.
Right and set it out. Give me a chance and I'll rock you good. Nobody messing in my neighborhood. No, I didn't come here looking for trouble.
Subliminal messaging pumped this song. It's like when people thought that the Beatles would play back when they gave out satanic messages. I'm just going to be more blunt. Bump this song.
There's another spare song out there as well. So.
Come on, please bump the song.
Let me check. I gotta see if it's somebody catching up for his other stuff here. So
bump the song. No, not
Come on, bump the song. Nope, this is just somebody catching up, so I'm still waiting for a bump
QB
on this.
I'm the punky known as McMahon. When I hit the turf, I
still
got
has
no plan.
Like 4 minutes,
I just throw
people.
My body all
but
over
I've
the field.
I've got a three-minute limit on this
I can't dance, but I can throw the peel. I'm motivated
just saying.
Wow,
I
you
like
have a three-minute more limit
I
than
so
I have.
I know. Bump the song.
That's why you all got
the
here
song.
On the double to catch me doing the Super Bowl Shuffle. My mama's boy Otis, one of a kind. The ladies all love me for my body and my mind. Stick on the floor, as can be. But ain't no sucker gonna get past me.
Some guys bump. Are just in my styling class. Thank
that's
you to Linda. This is going on
record scratch. Record scratch. All right.
Thank you to Linda. We are bumping the song.
What does Linda want to hear? Because we got to play a commercial break, right?
Yes,
I don't
we
even
do.
Know where our timing
okay,
is at this
we
point.
We do need to. So we got to play the news super quick, a commercial break, and then we will get you back into the song here. I got Corey Hartman text me, too, so I messed up on something. I'm in trouble.
Doesn't that make you, like, cringy when he does that? Like, when he texts in the middle of something?
Yeah, we know how it goes, right, Maddie
Jones? Hope House Request-a-thon. $5 for a donation. Linda, we will get to your song that we bumped here in just a moment. We got to play this commercial, though. I know that.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. FBI agents entering the official residence of New York City Mayor Eric Adams this morning. They seized his phone ahead of a criminal indictment expected to be unsealed shortly. The mayor, in a video message overnight, saying when the charges are revealed,
these charges will be entirely false. Based on lies.
Several of the mayor's inner circle have recently resigned. Adams says he will not step down. Along the Florida Panhandle and Gulf Coast, people are bracing for Hurricane Helene. ABC's Whit Johnson's in Tampa.
You might remember Hurricane Idalia caused significant flooding in this area. Flooding always an issue here, so that's why officials are so concerned with this one. Transportation getting out of Tampa is also increasingly becoming difficult. The Tampa International Airport shut down this morning to commercial and cargo traffic at 2 a.m. It's expected to remain closed until Friday.
ABC's Whit Johnson in Tampa, Florida. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. Wausau City Clerk has turned over the details of the ballot drop box removal at Wausau City Hall to the Marathon County District Attorney and Wisconsin Elections Commission. Mayor Doug Dinney removed the box Sunday, saying it wasn't secure enough and anyone could have walked off with it. A new state program can assist owners of older homes in Wisconsin. The More Like Home Repair and Renew Loan Program can help pay for critical repairs and improvements that increase energy efficiency, safety, and security. It provides low-income loans between $5,000 and $50,000 to owners of homes more than 40 years old. And the DNR is taking applications for its Hunter Recruitment, Retention, and Reactivation Grant Program. The grant funds projects that teach people the skills, knowledge, and attitudes to be responsible and safe hunters. A total grant pool of $125,000 available. More info is available at the DNR's website. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
More summertime weather today with sunshine and highs right around 80 this afternoon. The wind will be light. Tonight, clear with a low of 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 80. The weekend, we're going to keep it rolling with sunshine and highs in the upper 70s to low 80s on Saturday and Sunday. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-963-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
99.7.
It's the Hope House Request-A-Thon on 99.7 Max FM. Our broadcast today brought to you by Cosmic Karma Crystals, Teal Plastics, Weikert Realty, and Baraboo State Bank. Raising money for Hope House. Linda, thank you so much for bumping the Bear Super Bowl Shuffle and told us to play anything, so we chose.
One, two, three. Good love. Good love.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is the third annual Hope House Radio Requestathon. Thank you for joining us today. I've got Maddie Jones in the studio with me. Good
Hi.
Morning, Maddie.
How
Welcome
are you?
Back.
Thank you. Guess... Feels like it's been a whole week.
Yeah. You know, trust me, it feels like it's been a whole week. Trust me. People are happy to hear someone talking with me besides just me talking.
So I get that.
Thank you for joining us as our guest co-host today.
I'm so excited.
We're excited to have you. And we also have Jamie from Hope House with us today.
We do. And Jamie and I are going to chat here just a little bit because and throughout the day, first of all, you're going to hear from a lot of the amazing advocates at Hope House and what they do and what their jobs are. But we want to start with Jamie, who's one of the co-executive directors over at Hope House, because we're talking about $5 donations, $10 dedications, $25 to bump songs. And at the end of the day, we want to have at least $3,500 raised. And I want you to tell us what some of that money goes for, because it's not just the shelter portion, right? You guys do a lot of things. There's advocacy programs in that five-county area we've been talking about. So tell us how you use this money.
Yeah, I really appreciate this question, because the thing that stands out to people when we talk about Hope House and domestic violence work is shelters. But the truth is that the bulk of the people we work with are community-based, meaning that our advocates are going on the road to meet them where they're at, to support them where their needs are highest. That might be with helping them to meet their needs for food to flee an abuser. It might be helping them with getting clothing for their children because they've recently moved out. It might be safety planning. It spans the gamut. So, Our work is definitely not just shelter-based. We also have an incredible community education program working in all of the schools across the five counties we serve. So that money goes, of course, to shelter, to meeting those bills that make us run. It goes to that staff salary, overhead, all of those pieces. But it also goes to the mileage that helps us to reach all of those people across the five counties we serve.
You know, and I think that's something we forget, because we're talking about people who are sometimes in families who are leaving situations in a really quick hurry. And I'm going to assume that there are times that they come with absolutely nothing but the clothes on their back, right? And you're thinking about the fact that your own kids need shoes sometimes. You need clothes. I mean, we're talking no undergarments, just exactly everything they have. So basic stuff. And that is truly what it is. And when people are able to finally, and families are finally able to leave the shelter, I know you guys just don't push them out the door. You are a support system for them. And I know a lot of times you even work with those families to make sure that they have some of those basic accommodations when they get into their own place.
Yes, our care does not end when they leave our shelter. We are continuing to support them, continuing to advocate for them, helping them establish their goals and working towards whatever it is that they want for their lives and their family. It's really about empowering people to live their best lives. And so our work begins and ends whenever a client is ready for that to begin and end.
And the Hope House does absolutely amazing work. And if you've ever listened to one of our request-a-thons, if you followed along with this over the last few years, and you're going to be following along with us today throughout our request-a-thon, you're going to hear about some of that amazing work. These advocates, and I say this every single year, you guys blow me away every single time that we do this and when we get to work with you. I learn things that I didn't know from the year before. I find out numbers that seem... like astronomical, you know, and we're going to get into some of those numbers later today, talking about how many families and how many individuals have been affected by what you guys do and how your help is far reaching. Now, one of the things I do want to do, though, is it's one of the staples we do every year during the Requestathon, is making sure people are able to get a hold of you if they're listening today. Maybe they're in a situation that they don't know what to do with. Maybe they know somebody who's in a situation and they want some advice. They just want to be able to talk to an advocate just to find out what the next step might be, or if it's an appropriate step for them, because every situation is different. So I know you guys have a 24/7 hotline, and I want you to give that number for anybody listening today.
Yes. So you can call 608-356-7500 or toll free at 1-800-584-6790. And either way, we are there 24/7, 365 days a year. So please reach out, even if it's you just need some space to talk.
And you guys even have bilingual advocates on staff as well, so which is helpful for a lot of people in the area. And you're going to hear that toll-free number throughout the day. But please, if you are thinking about a way that you want to help out Hope House, and you're like, you know, I don't know what to do. $5. That's all it takes today to make a donation. $10 for a dedication. $25 to pull somebody else's song off the air and get yours on the air. And we're also going to talk later today. Maybe you don't have the $5. We totally understand that, but you want to help out Hope House in some way. Volunteer hours over at Hope House, they are priceless as well. So we'll get into that a little bit this morning as well. So whatever you can do on this Hope House Request-a-thon day, please, even if you're just listening and learning, you know what? It's about having fun. It's about making some money, but it's also about raising awareness for Hope House and their overall mission. So Dave, we'll talk with Jamie again, because the information she's going to give us today is truly priceless. But what is happening?
Well, like, it is the Max FM Hope House Request-a-thon today, and we thank everybody for their donations.
Yes,
go
we
to
do,
max.fm.
But it makes me start wondering about some of our listeners.
Well, we do want to say thank you to Jonathan for his request, and we are keeping an eye on all the requests.
I'm going to keep an open mind. Maybe Jonathan has a kiddo today that really, really loves the song, or maybe Jonathan's hoping to raise the stakes and get it pulled and make some more money off of his donation. So either way, we're going to keep an open mind. But folks, you're ready for in for a treat here this morning.
And just a reminder, a $25 donation to the Max FM Hope House Request-a-thon can bump any song.
Here's the thing, this one's short, so gotta get it in fast if you want to pull it.
Grandma Shark, Grandma Shark, Grandma Shark, Grandma Shark, Grandma Shark. Shark, do 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 do. Grandpa Shark, do 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 do. Grandpa Shark.
Let's go hunt, do 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 do. Let's go hunt, do 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 do. Let's go hunt, do 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 do. Let's go hunt. Run away, do 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 do. Run away, do 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 do. Run away, do 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 do. Run away.
It is the Max FM Hope House Request-a-thon. We're still waiting for a $25 donation if you'd like to bump this. Maddie Jones, you're just smiling.
People who are singing along in their cars right now, that's the scary part.
Or in the studio.
Yeah, true.
And that went by quick.
A minute 20. Oh, thank you, Pink Fong, for at least making it short for the rest of us.
We do appreciate that. And we do want to take a moment and thank all of our sponsors as well, right, Maddie Jones?
Yes, absolutely. We've got some incredible people who jumped on board to make today possible. Cosmic Karma Crystals, also Weikert Realty, Teal Plastics, as well as Baraboo State Bank. So thank you to them. And even if we tease a little bit about your request, we obviously very much appreciate the request that you are making today. Doesn't mean we're going to question your taste at all, but we very much appreciate the request that you are going to make. Now, Dave and Wendy are frantically going through the text line over or the online request line. There we
and
go.
So,
words.
Yeah,
those are hard
it's
today.
It's early this morning, Maddie
it
Jones.
It is. It might be too early to be that tongue-tied, though, already. We got
know.
A long ways
we
to go.
We have a long ways to go. So we're going to get a word in from a few of our other sponsors this morning, and then we're going to pull up our next song request. We're going to talk about that. So we're having a lot of fun. It is the Max FM Hope House Request-a-thon. Thank you for joining us today. We are looking forward to playing all the music that you all want to hear today.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is the Max FM Hope House Radio Request-a-thon. As a reminder, you can go to max.fm. Go to the top right corner to make a donation today and request your song. You can also go over to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page, and the link is there as well. For those that are texting in on the text line, you need to go over to the max.fm webpage. Now, we did have someone make a song request there, and I replied to him. He's got to go make a donation. We know who this guy is, too. But
make your donation. Proper portals, people. We are very official here at Max FM.
Yes, we are. So we are watching the lines for this, and we do have another song that will be coming up. So, and we appreciate everyone that's donating today. This goes all to Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. I know we're going to have some guests coming in today as well, and I want to take a moment and say thank you to Brandon. He's going to be in around 11 today to come and talk with us as well. So we are going to keep busy here. We've got all the computers running in here. We have multiple computers in the Max FM studios. So thank you, Wendy.
We do look
thank
official,
thank you, Maddie.
Though.
Thank you, Jamie. Yes, we do. I have not seen this much computer equipment in one place. This is kind of scary. No, we don't need more, Wendy.
Few more things.
So now we have a song request. This is for James, and this is Shuffle It All from Izzy Stradlin. And it's going to be, we're not going to play the whole song because, as a reminder, we're only going to play a few minutes of the longer songs today. So go over to max.fm to make your donation today, over to our Facebook page. $5 for your request, $10 for a dedication, and $25 to bump whatever song is on the air. So, and I know we're going to have some good ones up here, right, Maddie?
Yeah. Make your donations, make your requests. And remember, dedications, $10. Bump a song off the air for $25. All the proceeds are going to go to Hope House of South Central Wisconsin so they can keep servicing this 5-county area. I don't know if I know this song.
I don't either, but Wendy's cleared it. So she is the one checking all of our music today. So
checking those lyrics,
shuffle
FCC.
It all. Yes. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. Maddie Jones, Wendy, and Jamie from Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. Thank everyone for joining us for the Max FM Hope House Radio Requestathon. We have more requests that are coming in. We thank you to everyone that's listening today. $5 to get your song request on the air. $10 for a dedication, and $25 to bump whatever song's on the air. So, Maddie Jones, you're going to have a request coming up here, looks like.
I do. And in fact, I'll just tell you what they are because, you know, Corey and I have kind of eclectic taste in music, and we're a little bit all over the board. We listen to a little bit of everything, and we love all music, basically everything from the oldies where we started to some of more of the electro-funk stuff. So, last year, we got the opportunity to go to a few different concerts all within with a couple of our favorite bands. So I'm going to request for us personally, and I will make my donation here this in just a moment. We would like to hear Nathaniel Rateliff. I'll pick that one in just a minute. I think we're probably going to go Never Get Old because that's a really great one. And then we're going to also, I think, do Chromeo, which is my husband's favorite band, Corey Hartman's. We're going to do Jealous this morning as well. Well, because, well, if we're going to go to these many shows and I talk about these bands this much, I might as well, you know, kind of share the experience. So are we going to just get into this? This is one of my favorite songs of all time, by the way. I'm very excited about this morning.
I need it so bad. I need it to try. Need it never get old. I need to never get old.
Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, people. The Requestathon continues on 99.7 Max FM. Of course, a benefit. This is a squeaky chair. A benefit for Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. I hope nobody can hear that because every time I lean back, it squeaks.
That is my squeaky chair. You know, I think I need a new chair.
Well,
I think
always know where you're at, Dave.
I know, and it's the chair. It's the chair. It's not me.
Well, that's why I wanted to clarify. It's the squeaky chair. My goodness. $5 donation this morning gets you any song that you want to hear. $10 donation will get you a dedication. And of course, if there's a song that comes on that somebody requests and you don't want to hear it, it's $25. We'll pull it off immediately and put your request on the air. We're going to play my other one here in just a little bit. It's Chromeo. We can wait on this one. It's called Jealous. But I believe we have another request that came in here this morning.
We do. But first, what I'm going to do is we got to get a few words in from our sponsors
here this morning
because I want to make sure I'm not getting in trouble with the boss today, which, you know, that happens. And I actually have a couple of requests that are coming in. So again, to make a donation and a request, it's real easy. Go to max.fm. That is our website. Go to the top right corner. You'll see the link to make a donation. You can also go over to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page to make a donation as well. This is for the Max FM Hope House Requestathon on Max FM.
Hi, I'm Joan Ballwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Ballwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Ballwig.
When you take a walk around your neighborhood and notice all the things that make it feel like home, one thing might be a little harder to notice, because somewhere tucked in that neat row of houses is hunger. Over 30 million Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. Together, we can provide 1 billion meals by 2030, because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com. Let's break the cycle of hunger together.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
Freddie Peralta reached 200 strikeouts for the second time this season, but the Brewers fell to the Pirates 2-1 on Wednesday night in Pittsburgh. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Coupled with the Phillies' 9-6 win over the Cubs, and the Brewers are now relegated to having to play in the National League Wild Card Series next week. Well, the Phillies clinched the first round bye. Jake Bauer homered for the Brewers' only run. Jordan Love is getting closer to returning to the lineup for the Packers when they host the division-leading Vikings at Lambeau Field. Love said his knee is getting better every day. The 7th-ranked Wisconsin women's volleyball team fell to number 17 Minnesota in 5 sets in their Big Ten opener in the Twin Cities last night. Wisconsin is at Northwestern on Saturday. And the 15th President's Cup tees off from the Royal Montreal Golf Club today. The U.S. looking to continue its dominance over the international team, having won 9 straight with an overall record of 12 wins, 1 loss, and 1 tie. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
More summertime weather today with sunshine and highs right around 80 this afternoon. The wind will be light tonight, clear with a low of 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 80. The weekend, we're going to keep it rolling with sunshine and highs in the upper 70s to low 80s on Saturday and Sunday. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-963-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51. 99.7.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant, Mandy Jones, Wendy and Jamie from Hope House of South Central Wisconsin is the Max FM Hope House Radio Request-a-thon.
We're really living up to the and more part today.
We are. And so we need to take a moment and thank all of our sponsors as well for this. I'm going to let you do that. And then I'll get into our next song because we're going to have some explaining.
Not only are your requests and donations amazing, and we appreciate those, and we want those to keep rolling in so we can raise lots of money for Hope House. Our goal here today is $3,500, but we have to thank our sponsors who make today's broadcast possible. That would include Cosmic Karma Crystals, Weikert Realty, Teal Plastics, and of course, Baraboo State Bank. So thank you to those four businesses for supporting not only us, but Hope House today, and making sure that we're able to do this broadcast and have just a good time with it. And so Dave and Wendy are going through the request line right now. Dave, I know we have a really special one.
This is special.
This happens to be from one of our co-workers as well within the Civic Media organization, correct?
This does. And so thank you to Casper for listening today. And this is to Ashley, the love of his life. And I'm not going to introduce any more than that. All I'm going to say is if you want to bump a song, it's a $25 donation.
But it's for the love of his life, so think closely.
Yes.
Think carefully.
Think very carefully here as we play this. So, again, go to max.fm, top right corner, the Hope House Request-a-thon link, or the Max FM Facebook page. $25 bumps any song. And again,
and sing along to this one.
And I want everyone singing along to this one. I would agree, Maddie Jones, and we are looking forward to this one. And Casper, you're great.
I love you, you love me, we're a happy family with a great big hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you say you love me too? I love you, you love me. Best friends like friends should be, with a great big hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you say you love me too?
And that is a 52-second song, thankfully. So, Casper, we love you too.
I was listening to that song that Casper dedicated to Ashley, and I happen to know them as a couple. And honestly, that is because they're a great couple, and they love to have a whole lot of fun. So that is probably one of the most appropriate songs for the two of them, and maybe a little annoyance is in there as well, which also goes to their fun factor. But when you don't hear that song all the time, it's actually kind of meaningful. And if you don't think about what Barney actually ended up being as a character, or the guy in the costume, it's even more meaningful.
Right. Okay. So now you had another request, Maddie Jones.
I did.
We do need to get that one in there. Wendy and I are going to go through all the requests that are coming in. So thank you.
Okay. Because we have a lot of them coming in right now.
So
the request I want to hear is it's from Chromeo. This is my husband's favorite band. And the song is called Jealous. Right there. And this is his favorite song from his favorite band. So I figured we might as well get some Chromeo in here this morning. As we continue the Request-a-thon on 99.7 Max FM. Let's benefit Hope House. Make sure you go to max.fm and get those requests to us. $5 donation.
I get strung up from a love band. I wish she'd care to see, but she only cares when she's got the time. And I fret so much about a love band. I wish she'd let me be, but her destiny's got us intertwined. And is it really my fault? I get a shiver when I see her with those other guys, wearing the jacket I bought. I can't help but lose my temper, and I don't know why.
sign. But you know, and I know, a thing or two about loyalty. Ooh, but that girl don't pay no mind. So is it really my fault? I get a shiver when I see you with those other guys. Wearing the jacket I bought. To see, but she only cares when she's so inclined. And I fret so much about her loving. I wish she'd let me be, but her destiny's got us so intertwined. Back in 2011, I decided to not let this play with my mind. But when the boys from out of town, they come back around, I feel like I'm committing a crime. Yeah, I get jealous, but I'm too my girl, I ain't with it. I get jealous, but I'm too cool to admit it. When the fellas talk to my girl, I ain't with it. I get jealous, but I'm too cool to admit it. When the fellas talk to my girl, I ain't with it. I get jealous, but I'm too cool to admit it. When the fellas talk to my girl, I ain't with it.
'80s, '90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM is the Max FM Hope House Radio Requestathon. Words are hard for me this morning as well. Maddie Jones, it kind of, you know, it's going right across the board here. So first of all, I do want to take a moment and say thank you to everyone that's making a request. We have a whole lineup of requests that we'll be playing here. Wendy and I are working through those right now as we speak. So continue to send those over to us. Go to max.fm. That's our website. Top right corner to make a donation. Or go over to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page as well. Maddie Jones, thank you for being our guest co-host this
morning.
Thank
you. It's great. You know, I wouldn't have missed this day for the world, no matter how much politics stuff I'm working on at one given time. You need a break from that stuff, let me tell you. So we are joined by one of the co-executive executive directors over at Hope House. Started going into the producer role because that's what I do now, but that's not correct. Anyway, co-executive director over at Hope House, and Jamie is joining us this morning. And we want to get into a few more things about Hope House and what all of these $5 donations go to today. Now, we talked a little bit about how you guys use the money, but let's start out with some of the volunteer opportunities, because I know money is always great, right? You need it to buy things, but there's a lot that always needs to be done at Hope House as well. So tell us about some of the different opportunities. And I know you guys take individuals, you take groups. And so explain how all of that works.
Yeah. So Annabelle, who you heard from a little bit earlier this morning, she helps to coordinate our volunteers. And some of the tasks that she'll give them are fun things like making buttons and helping around the shelter, playing with kids, all the way through to pulling weeds in our yard, helping with landscaping, helping cook meals for families that are in shelter, staffing a tabling event for us, a booth, talking about Hope House. And really, even if you can't formally be a volunteer, we're hoping that by talking about domestic violence and sexual assault, that people can be ambassadors for the issues and go out into the community and talk with real facts and not myths, and really talk about the fact that 1 in 4 women are going to be a victim of some form of domestic violence in their lifetime. And many people have family or friends or resources to be able to navigate that privately. But there are many, many others who do not. And in those scenarios, people who need someone to give them a hug or say, you know what, you're incredibly strong and I support you and I'm here with you. Hope House is there for all of that. And our volunteers get to play a part in helping that agency connect with so many different survivors.
You know, and I talked about it a little bit last year. Part of the reason why Hope House was such a near and dear, nonprofit to me was because of my own experiences. And I know without groups like Hope House, I don't know where I would have ended up at some point in time. And so these are really important organizations. And I was lucky. I did have lots of family and I did have lots of friends, but there are still people who don't understand. And if you've never been through that type of scenario or you've never lived through that type of experience, you want to do everything that you can to help, but you need people like your advocates and what you guys do at Hope House to really walk you through processes and let you know that, you know what, it's okay. It's okay to have had this experience, and this doesn't mean anything about you. It doesn't change who you are as a human being, and to really just help build that strength that you need at that moment in time. Because walking out of those situations, and I know you'll probably attest to this having talked to other families, you feel at your lowest point. You're trying to come up with reasons why this is happening, what you did to let this happen, and sometimes it doesn't have anything to do with you. It's just what it is. And I'm assuming that I'm echoing a lot of the same things that you've heard from other families who have come into Hope House. So I know firsthand what you do and why it's important. So even if you don't have the money today to make even a $5 donation, but you want to help out in some way, volunteering at an organization like this to help with the advocacy programs, to get the word out, because a lot of what we do today is making money for Hope House to help them with all of this. But we also like to talk about all of these different aspects to raise awareness for what you do, because there's so much. There's anti-bullying. There's the sexual assaults. There's the domestic violence. All of that goes into the umbrella of what Hope House does. And we'll talk about it throughout the day. Now, let's quickly here. Dave, do I have a second here?
You do. And okay. Then I do need to get to a couple of other things.
Yep. But I know, speaking of domestic violence awareness kicks off on October 1st. So we are getting very, very close. And on October 17th, you will be holding an event over at Hope House on Purple Thursday. So another way for people to help out and make sure that you and all of these families have what they need. So tell us how people can help out on October 17th with Purple Thursday.
Yeah, Purple Thursday is a national event, and it's for shelters to be able to help refill the shelves and restock everything that you're in need of with shelters and supporting families. And so on Purple Thursday, which is October 17th, you can come to Hope House's Resource Center, which is located at 720 Ash Street in Baraboo. We have a little alleyway drive-through. You can drive through and drop off your goods, things that we especially need. All of those goods that you use in your house that are non-perishable, the laundry detergent, the towels, the pillows, the toilet paper, paper towels, all of those. And of course, you know, your boxed foods and your canned foods and anything that you feel like you use in your home, we probably use in ours. So those items are wonderful on that day to be donated to us.
So make sure you have plans to do that as well. And I know you have to get going here, but let's see, what time is it? Do we have you for just a few more minutes? Because I know Dave's got to get to a commercial break. So I want to talk with you one more time, because you've been gathering some facts about Hope House and how this money is used and all of that. So I want to get to that before you have to go. I do want to quickly give out their 24/7 toll-free number, though. For anybody who's listening today, who maybe just wants to talk, maybe needs advice, maybe you're worried about somebody in your own life, that number is 1-800-584-6790. 1-800-584-6790. That number is staffed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So if you need to make a call and you just want to even ask some questions, everything can be anonymous, and you can also talk to an advocate to really find out what your next step might be if you're wondering. So again, 1-800-584-6790. All right, Dave. So what do we got going on over there? On that side of the table.
I'm going to hand Wendy my phone because it's ringing, so she can answer and see what that's all
that's
about.
That's important.
We have quite a few things that are going on here today, so thank you, Wendy. I'm going to play a few commercials, and we're going to come back to us. We're going to talk a little bit. We do have some song requests here going on. And so, again, it is Max FM Hope House Radio Requestathon all day long right here on Max FM.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Every Wednesday and Saturday, swing by downtown Baraboo for the Farmers Market. From 8 a.m. until 12:30, local growers, producers, and farmers will be on Oak Street at the Courthouse Square in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to give them a like on Facebook at Baraboo Farmers Market, as each night before the event, they'll post who's going to be at the market. And then mark your calendars for September 28th for Kind Fest at Culver Community Park in Prairie du Sac. This great day of events includes music, games, and community. West on 12 will be performing, plus you're going to have a bags tournament, bingo, raffles, food trucks, drinks, and mental health resources. This will be from 1 until 7 p.m. on Saturday the 28th. Find all the details by searching Kind Fest on Facebook.
At SSM Health, our comprehensive orthopedic team is here to help. We understand life keeps moving, and you should too. From diagnosis to rehabilitation, our expert staff will listen to your concerns, answer questions, and partner with you to set goals toward your individual treatment. It's time to get moving again, pain-free. Visit ssmhealth.com/keepmoving and request an appointment with one of our orthopedic specialists today.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Maximum hits.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant, Mandy Jones with you. We are catching up on all of our requests. 9 o'clock hour is going to be a very special hour. Thank you, Wendy, for grabbing that phone call. I appreciate
you being
here.
That was an important phone call.
That was an important one. Because,
and I can't wait to... Like, I have a secret now.
We do have a secret. All I'm going to give everyone is a hint. We're going to need everyone to fill the request in coming in at 9 o'clock. So we're going to have a matching hour at 9 a.m. today. We literally got this phone call 5 minutes ago. We're going to have a challenge as well. So I'm excited about this. I can tell you, thank you. I'm excited. This is so important to us because we all know someone that could benefit from Hope House of South Central Wisconsin services. And we were just talking about that while we were...
I'm going to echo something Jamie just said, and I don't want to take the words out of your mouth, but I'm going to quote you. We all know somebody. We just don't know we know somebody. And you're, I mean, that's absolutely, obviously you would know better than the rest of us because of what you do, but that is so absolutely true. I think we all probably have seen somebody or have somebody in our lives that could benefit from what Hope House does, whether that is the domestic violence portion of what they do, whether that is the bullying portion, whether that is the sexual assault. I mean, your umbrella is... I keep saying an umbrella. It is, but it is. It encompasses so many things. Dave, do I have one quick second for her to run down some of the things that
yes,
they do?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
And then what we'll do is we'll let you guys run that down, and then we have our song request up. We have a dedication. So
let's, because I know you've got to go, so I want to get as much information from you as we can before you leave for the day. But first of all, tell us what the Hope House umbrella looks like, really.
Oh gosh, it's a big one. We support survivors of sexual assault, domestic violence, human trafficking, and child abuse, and elder abuse. And we do it through a whole lot of different ways. So we have our community education program, which is really geared toward meeting young people and talking about good touch, bad touch, healthy relationships, friendships, boundaries, all of those things that we want to establish early on so that people can have healthier relationships all the way around later in life. We have our victim advocacy program, a sexual assault and a domestic violence umbrellas, sub-umbrellas, if you will. Yes, exactly. And those folks are so gifted, so wonderful. They are out in the communities essentially 7 days a week because we don't close.
Right.
And so we're serving people in the courthouse, at the hospital, getting a sexual assault nurse exam or a forensic nurse exam. We're supporting people at the schools who have just disclosed to a teacher. We're supporting people anywhere you can imagine were there in these five counties, meeting people at libraries to talk about their experience and just sit with them and say, you know what, I'm so thankful you shared that experience with me, and I'm here to support you. And I don't think we say that enough to people, just that the ability to have that human connection after a trauma and say, I'm really sorry that happened to you. That's not your fault. There is so much stigma. And to hear after an experience like that, that wasn't your fault, and I'm so sorry, is so powerful. So when you're giving this money today, you're giving to those sorts of experiences and those humanizations after something so traumatic and so terrible. And I say it's traumatic and terrible, and what I know is that people will rebound. They will find healthy, happy wholeness again, right? Like they will get there. But in that moment, we're so thankful to be able to be with those people. And then lastly, our shelter program. Sorry. I know I'm rambling.
You're
on.
You're perfectly fine. This is all about Hope House today.
Last year in 2023, we had over 160 people in our shelter alone. And that is one of our smallest programs, if you can believe it, in terms of numbers of people reached. But we served people for over 4,000, close to 4,100 nights, meaning you got a mom with four kids, that's five nights per night, you know, five people per night. So 160 different people received shelter services, and that is the smallest portion of our programming because it's the most intensive and obviously space consuming. But yeah, we do a little bit of everything. We had over 6,000 hotline calls, and we are thankful for all of them to be able to connect with people. That is what makes our advocates whole. They are the greatest people, all of our shelter and victim advocacy staff. They are the greatest people, and they are really here for the work and the people they serve.
And we thank all of you so much. This is just so important, not just to the Baraboo area, but our five-county area. So, Jamie, thank you for joining us today, and we appreciate you being here. This is just, it's all about helping Hope House of South Central Wisconsin today, having some fun while we do it. So, Maddie Jones, I'm going to break our exciting news here because we're going on to 9 o'clock.
We are.
And then we're going to do our dedication.
Okay.
I've got the song up. So, all right. I want to take a moment, and this makes my morning, I have to say. The phone call that Wendy took, we have a match today. So the 9 a.m. hour, every song that comes in, we will get matched by the WCCU. That is a credit union right here in Baraboo. Maryland called and said, they're going to match every donation that comes in the 9 o'clock hour. Thank you, WCCU.